Welcome to Positive Parenting with Olu. I am Olu. You're listening to the Tuesday Tips. Every Tuesday, I share some quick tips on positive parenting techniques that will help you become a better parent to your kids and also help you to improve your relationship with them. Because as we all know, it's not easy being a parent, whether it's a toddler or a teenager. My goal is to help any parent that wants to improve their relationship with their children. Because young children who grow with a secure and healthy attachment to their parents stand a better chance of devotion, of developing happy and content relationship with others in their life. So today, I am going to be talking about how you can help a child who stammers. And I'm going to share how my son overcame his fear of stuttering. So if you have someone or you know someone who can benefit with this message, please share it with them. Every Tuesday, I share my parenting experiences. I share some parenting tips to help you guys become better parents. I share what I know. I share what I've been doing over the years with my parenting journey. I share everything with you guys. However, today I'm going to share something very personal to me because this is one of my children who stammers, because it is a big deal. But the reason today's post is just to encourage, or today's podcast is to encourage any teenagers and young adults who believe that stuttering can hinder them from public speaking or becoming whatever they choose to be. So if you have a child or a teenager that stammers, this is for you. Before I talk about my son, what does stammering mean? What does it mean? Stuttering is a speech disorder that can cause a person to repeat, interrupt, or prolong sound, syllables, or words when trying to speak. And it is affected by more than 70 million people worldwide. People who stutter usually find it hard to get words out. Although they know exactly what they like to say, the words may seem to get stuck, or you may find yourself repeating them over and over. You may also pause at a certain syllables. Stuttering affects people of all ages, but it's most commonly seen in children between the ages of 2 to 6. This is called developmental stuttering and may have multiple causes. According to estimates, about 75% of children lose their stutters with time. The remaining 25% experiences this condition throughout their adulthood. Okay, so what causes stuttering? There are multiple possible causes of stuttering. Some include family history of stuttering, family dynamic, family influence, function of the brain, neurophysiology, and development during childhood. I will be talking about this later on. I will elaborate more on this. So now I'm going to talk about my son's story. My oldest son, Damilola, will be 28 years old on Saturday, and he stammers. He permitted me to share this with you. Even though he stammers, he has a master's degree in business management, is a public speaker, an entrepreneur, a writer, a musician, a coach, a graphic and web designer, has multiple businesses, and is very creative and innovative. He is an influencer and a YouTuber. Everything he achieved today is by God's grace and through his own hard work. Above all, he is very kind, generous, respectful, considerate, gentle, sensible, and very caring. And he is my son. Why am I telling you all this? Okay. You may have a child who stutters. You might find it difficult to feel ashamed to talk. Who find it difficult to talk or ashamed to talk in front of others. Or you might find yourself questioning if you'll ever be able to speak normally, like others, without stumbling through your every word. I want to let you know that you cannot live your life being afraid of stuttering. When my son was little, he didn't talk a lot. He's still a very quiet person. But when he's on stage or in front of an audience, he's a different person. He once told me he feels like he can fly whenever he speaks in front of a camera. He is at his happy place. Most people who stutter are not afraid of these stutters. Their stutters. They are afraid of people's reaction to their stuttering. You need to remember this, that no one is perfect. Everyone has something they deal with, a struggle, a challenge. You can't stop living your life because of this. You're stronger than you think. You just need to learn how to manage it. And treatment for children, if you have children, early treatment with a professional can be very helpful in preventing long-term stuttering. A parent or a guardian can help a stuttering child by being patient when communicating with the child, listening carefully instead of interrupting or checking in on their progress and feeling, and checking in on their progress and feelings. If you stutter, here are some exercises that may help you. Whenever you're about to speak, take a deep breath. Think about what you want to say and speak slowly. Don't rush. Take your time. Always remember you've got this. Your words matter. People need to hear them. Today, my son has overcome it, and so can you. By the way, he still stutters sometimes, but he never allows that to stop him from being a blessing. Stand up today and start chasing your dream. You can do anything. Anytime you feel like giving up, remember Dami, my son. Watch his videos on YouTube, because he has a lot of inspiring videos on YouTube. You can also Google Daniel Lola, Dami Lola Nejo, and you will see most of his work. Don't shut up, guys, and don't stop talking. Do it afraid today. You've got this. Having a stutter is a small part of you. You're bigger than your stuttering. My final thought. We have something that we have to conquer. You may have a fear of heights, or difficulty with a certain subject, or something that you just have been trying to master that is not clicking. What I'm trying to say is that we all have that one thing that is one challenge. We can decide to quit, or we can keep going. The choice is yours. Remember this: when you fail at something, don't quit. Just keep going, because you are someone's answers to a prayer. Please, dear parents, if your little child stutters, don't interrupt or shame them. Most children who stutter are already scared, so please be kind of them. Here is my son. If you want to see more of my son's YouTube channel, you can go and Google his name and listen to him. His name is Daniel Nejo. If you have a child or you stutter as a teenager and you're listening to this, you might need to watch his show, and it will encourage you. Thanks for today, and thanks for listening. My name is Olu. Always remember, be intentional. Be intentional. And thank you. Thank you for your support. Don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast. See you some other time. Bye.